learn about fundamentals of business.
And we're back. I'm Donna Cundy in the studio with Ben Gioia.
Oh.
Hey, you're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. We are at episode number 4 already. This hour goes by so fast. You want to make the roadmap work for your audience, choosing a podcast name and season theme. So you're someone worth listening to. You hear that? We're saying it all the time, being someone worth listening to. It's not enough to just create a podcast or write a book. Be someone worth listening to. And this is our series, Business Podcasting Made Easy, The Influencer's Formula. Remember, you can reach us anytime at influencersformula.com. There's an S on influencer, influencersformula.com. So here we are now, number 4, the roadmap, making it work for you, putting it all together this last hour. We're going to talk about sex, aren't we, Ben?
We certainly are going to talk about sex. How can I not talk about sex? And remember that if you missed anything, especially when we talk about sex, you can always catch the recordings as well at influencersformula.com. And today, did you know, speaking of sex, that unsexy...
That's kind of sex.
Yeah, it's anti-sex, right? Unsexy is the key to making millions of dollars and transforming lives with your message, at least at the beginning, right? Because we have this roadmap. You have a big message. You want to make an impact in the world. Big vision, big opportunity, social media, blah, blah, blah. Yay. Look at me. Look at me. And it comes down to the basics and best practices. And that's what we're going to keep teaching you and keep inviting you to practice for yourself during this process, right? If you want to become a person worth listening to, you absolutely have to stick with the basics. And even after the beginning, you still want to stick with the basics, right, Donna?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is unsexy. It's a stuff nobody wants to do, really, Ben. People say, oh, I got my new microphone. I got my idea. I've logged, I got a blog site. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to create the podcast. And there's no thought into what they're doing. And then they wonder, well, why am I not getting any listeners? Why am I not getting any traction?
Yeah. Beautifully. If hearkening back and showing my age, right? Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner, that movie.
Yeah.
Right. If you build it, they will come. No, they will not come. I mean, maybe discorporate baseball players might come, but they're not going to give you money and they're not going to help you bring your message to the world. Right. So stay with the basics and do the unsexy things, because that is the key to all of this. Because being worth listening to isn't just, hey, my message is worth it, but you want it. So your audience, your best audience, so people can't stop listening to you. They can't stop reading your books, right? They can't stop telling others about you.
Oh, yeah.
This is, Donna, take it away.
you were getting me excited, Ben. It's ready to go, because that's really what we want. We want others telling people. You want others so excited about what you are saying, what you're talking about, what you're sharing, that they're sharing you with their peeps, with their... They don't say that anymore, do they, peeps?
Somebody, I still do, if that counts.
Okay, good. Because over time, what it does for you, you can stop paying for marketing. Eventually, you won't need to, because you have become that person, that household name that everybody, you've got your raving fans, you've built this network effect. You're viral. They're still saying that. I know that. You're viral when you go out there. People are. They want to contact you. They want to talk to you. They can't wait for your next episode to come out. All of this.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And it makes me think about that Breck shampoo commercial from back in the day.
Oh, you're not dating yourself at all.
This is a completely inappropriate reference, but it makes the point about the network effect, right?
Yeah.
I have beautiful, bouncy, flowy, soft hair. I tell my friends, and they tell their friends, and so on and so on. And you see on the screen, right, the duplicating boxes and the kind of the exponential increase.
Yeah.
Right. It's almost like, saving a, what is it? you know, saving the penny and doubling your money every day for 30 days turns into
the compound effect.
The compound effect, right? Thank you. Even better than the Breck commercial.
Because it's money. It really is. Yeah.
I'll take money over shampoo.
Any day. And so as we circle back to what we're talking about in this episode is you've now, let's just take the listener back to, because maybe this is the first time that you've ever heard us. Maybe you're just joining us on episode 4. And if that's the case, go back and listen to 1, 2, and 3. We're doing these in order. We're taking you on a journey. We are practicing what we preach. This is a transformational process. And where we are in the process right now is you've roadmapped out 13 weeks. That's a business quarter. And what we do differently at IBGR and in our methodology at Influencers Formula is to say, you're going to do a 13-week theme that will definitely take a person from here to there. And so you create your name of your podcast. For us, it's Business Podcasting Made Easy. That's a catchy thing. People are searching for that. We know people are searching for that. So we got your attention. And now we're saying over the next 13 weeks, we're going to give you the influencers formula that we had talked about in the last episode. That's our season theme. Ben and I can do another season after 13 weeks. We can do another 52 episodes. And guess what? We're catapulting ourselves into the podcasting world, because the content creation, when you have to do it consistently, that consistency. So if people have something to talk about, you need to be a person worth listening to, because you have to have something that they can actually listen to in this whole thing. So I'm taking you off on a little tangent, Ben. I see you, like, your eyes are kind of bugging out a little bit.
No, that's okay. It all counts. And everything that you're saying is just, you know, giving me all sorts of new ideas and all the things that I want to talk about. But to keep us on track, at least to keep myself on track, coming back to the roadmap, right?
Yeah.
How does the roadmap work best, right? And we figured out on it comes down really just to three things, right? Just like a stool, three-legged stool. If you're missing a leg, the stool is not going to work for you. So think of the three legs, right? So who specifically are you serving? Really, really important, right? What they will happily invest in is really, really important.
Time and money.
Right? Time and money, right? And trust in you that you can help them get to the goal, right? And then the third leg, if you will, is your special sauce. We keep talking about special sauce, that combination of your skills, experience, expertise, your story, your hard-earned wisdom, your credentials, your case studies, the whole Megilla, right? So three legs, who you're serving, what they will invest in, and your special sauce, that is how the roadmap works at its best. And when the roadmap is dialed in, which is actually really straightforward if you follow the steps, right? It makes everything else so much easier.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And then all you really have to do at this point is some research. You want to research the people. Who do you want to work with? You know, if you could work with anybody in the world for free, who would that person be? Who would those people be? Because that's kind of where your passion is. And you know, when you know who that person is, you research them. You really, because if you've ever heard, Ben, have you ever heard somebody say, oh my gosh, they're like in my head. They know exactly my problems. They know exactly where I've been. They know, how do they do that? Because they've done the research.
Right. And I'll see your statement and raise you one, Donna. Right? Ninja trick. It's not so much a trick to researching your people is don't just do the research, but actually talk to them.
Yeah.
Conversations with them, ask them about their challenges and fears and frustrations and what they want and why they want it and how they want it, and record that, right? Record those conversations and look at the trends, look at the words, and then use those words, because that person at the other end is going to go, holy crap, you're inside my head. And it's like, yes, I am, because I talk to you and 40 people like you, and I know exactly what to say. And this is not manipulation. This is not persuasion. This is service like nothing else in the world.
Well, yeah, because if you have a passion to serve and you want to help with transformation in other people's lives, you have to make the connection first. They have to know that you understand and you get them. And that's how you do that. And then as you're naming your podcast, we say you name your podcast a name that will never change. I don't care how many episodes you do. I don't care how many seasons you do. There is this one overarching name that never changes. And then you have your little 13-week seasons that break down into your 52 topics, and you're transforming lives, and you're transforming lives, and you're transforming lives, and you're transforming lives over and over and over again. I got goosebumps.
Yeah. And doing all of that just 13 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the reminder in all of this that, yes, there's a bunch of stuff to do, but the roadmap allows for the leverage, right, of the time, of your energy, of your focus, of your resources, right? And then making it happen just comes down to 13 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can reward yourself after every 13 minutes. You can have a chocolate sundae after every 13 minute episodes. I don't recommend that.
No good.
but take the point here, right, that you can accomplish great things in the space of 13 minutes, transform lives, and build on that momentum for your next episode.
Beautifully said, Ben. I love the way you said that. And it really, you know, sets us up for where we're heading over the next 12 weeks, because this is our first week that we're wrapping up with. And so next week, we're going to talk about transforming listeners with every word. This is kind of the recipe, if you will, and how to become the 13-minute mentor, and really getting into those season titles that are going to convert and draw the people in, and your components of a killer episode. We're going to break down the nuts and bolts. We're not just going to talk fluff, are we, Ben?
Absolutely not. This is a fluffless podcast. Doesn't mean we don't giggle, but this is a fluffless podcast. And if you're like me and you hear a list of upcoming things, like Donna just said, if you're like me, I might start going, oh crap, that's a lot to do. How am I going to get it all done? Oh my God. And it's like, wait a minute, right?
13 minutes
at a time. So your invitation to action right now, or at the end of this episode, take 13 minutes to review, reflect, and make sure you're on track with the influencers formula. If you need to go back, listen to an episode, refer to the show notes, keep yourself moving forward with this process.
Yeah. And with that, Ben, we're going to wrap up episode 4, make the roadmap work for your audience, choosing a podcast name and season theme so you're someone worth listening to. This is Business Podcasting Made Easy with Donna Cundy and
Joya. Happy you're here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week, Wednesdays at 1 p.m.